The lava front closest to Pahoa Village has stalled, with breakouts around 3.5 miles upslope. With no immediate threat to homes or businesses, Hawaii County officials have reopened Pahoa Village Road. But starting in August, local residents had to prepare for lava inundation. Many moved. Every family has a story. Larry and Lonnie Morris are some of the newest Puna residents. Larry was the mailman for Kailua Village and Lonnie a hairdresser. They had a retirement plan that took shape a few months ago. We talked on their lot in Poiki in Lower Puna.
Well, we sold our house of 27 years in Kailua Kona. I always wanted to get back to my farming roots. We have 6.5 acres and a macnut farm. We're going to build a home here.
The Morrises sold their Kona home in just 3 days and moved to a rental home in Pahoa. They moved just after Hurricane Azelle.
That home belongs to my sister on Pahoa Village Road between the post office and Apa'a Street.
In late September, civil defense suggested they vacate the house. So the Morrises packed up all their sister's belongings, plus theirs, for the second time in several weeks. Larry rushed to convert an open-air pavilion on their property into a living space, with no electricity. For some, the prospect of isolation if Lower Puna gets cut off is daunting. But these new Puna residents are taking it in stride.
We have a lot of fruit, and Larry's going to have a vegetable garden.
You won't be as isolated as most people think. We will have a way to get in and out. And this is homesteading. Instead of making a Costco run every 2 months, we'll probably make it every 4 months. The isolation is kind of why I'm here anyway. So a little bit more isolated is not going to put me out of sorts.
From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.